Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm glad you're able to join me. And as I was waiting before the Lord and asking what He would have me to share, I felt to share some scriptures and some very basic truths that are perhaps fundamental, but I think it's good for us from time to just take an inventory of where we're at to make sure that everything is good with us, that all is well with our soul. And some of you listening, you may not be growing or moving on in the Lord as you would like to or as you desire. And if we go to the Lord with a seeking heart, He'll show us if there's any areas that we've fallen short of the glory of God. And beloved, if we're not moving or growing, there's always a reason for it, and it's not found with the Lord. It's something on our side that we're omitting or we haven't realized. And so I just would like to share some foundational truths about walking in the Spirit. And beloved, as we're born into this earth and as we're born into the family of God, both are two different experiences, then for the child of God, we walk along a path that's called the will of God. That's something we desire to do. And our feet are stepping in that pathway according to the Word of God, according to prayer and His direction upon our lives. And as we seek the Lord and as the Holy Spirit reveals through the Word what God would have us to do, we have to accept it. And beloved, there may be sometimes specific instruction He gives, and if we're not obedient, do you know what happens? Does He stop loving us? No. Is He impatient with us? No, He's the soul of patience and long-suffering. But what happens is progress and spiritual growth and that close fellowship is broken. Jesus said very clearly in John 15 and 10, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. And if you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." So if you want to be happy, that's John 13 and 17, we not only have to hear what He's telling us, but be willing to do it. So, beloved, the bottom line is obedience. Obedience is the key to fellowship, and it opens the door to our happiness. And we all want to be happy, and only the true happiness that comes from walking in the favor and blessing and pleasure of the Lord can really bring that happiness. And so our obedience depends upon the choice that we make with our own free will. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 6, talks about doing the will of God from the heart. And this was the surrendering of self that Jesus Himself prayed when He said in the garden, "Not my will, but thine be done." But beloved, once you've made a decision to obey God, then the ability and strength must come from God. You see, that's all He's asking, a firm, complete, wholehearted decision to do something, to obey Him. And then God will give you the anointing, God will give you the ability, and He will give you the strength. And you know, I was just thinking recently, a UCM partner, he's actually an inmate in Butner, North Carolina, he sent me some scriptures. And so I share with my UCM family whenever I answer their letters or in my monthly partner letters that I mail out, there's always something to encourage or sometimes something amusing, something to be a blessing. And so I created this, the flyer, if you will, which includes seven things about seven things about God's power and strength. And so let me just share them quickly, because these are wonderful scriptures to stand on once you've made that decision, I am going to obey God. The power of God is mighty to save us from the power of sin. When we're tempted, what a blessing that is. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. That's Romans 1:16. The strength of God is mighty to deliver us from the bondage of the enemy. Just as in Exodus 13:14, by the strength of hand the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. And of course, for the believer, Egypt is a type of sin. Thirdly, the power of God not only frees us and delivers us, it's able to keep us to the end. Aren't you glad for that? 1 Peter 1:5 says, who were kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. The strength of God, fourthly, quiets our fears and sets our hearts to singing. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Psalm 56:3. And Psalm 118:14, the Lord is my strength and my song and has become my salvation. The power of God is celebrated in the hallelujahs of heaven. Revelation 19:1 says, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. The power of God, sixthly, has points people to himself and not to us. Paul said, in 1 Corinthians 2:4, and my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. And lastly, the power of God is the triumph of Jesus Christ made possible for us to live the life we now live victoriously. Those who fully know God's strength are the ones who really fully know their weakness. God doesn't tell us to be strong in ourselves. He tells us to be strong in the Lord. He doesn't tell us to be strong in the power of our might. He tells us in Ephesians 6:10 to be strong in the power of his might. Well, those are some wonderful reminders and scriptures you can claim for the strength of God, for the ability to obey him in whatever he asks of you. If you'd like that, just request it, seven things about God's power. I'll be happy to put it in the mail to you free of charge. But there are such blessings in obeying God, but if we disobey the Holy Spirit, even if we don't mean to, even unwittingly or unknowingly, two things will happen, and that prevents us from remaining or staying filled with the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19 says, quench not the Spirit. Quench means to hinder or to make ineffective. When we quench the Spirit, we make ineffective his ministry in and through us. That's something to think about, isn't it? Our disobedience is, as it were, it's placed an obstacle between us and God and broken our fellowship. That's why it's so important to maintain a close relationship with the Lord and constantly seek his face, repenting of any sin, which is disobedience. Also, the word tells us, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. That's Ephesians 4:30. The enemy of our soul is constantly trying to tempt us to sin. And say, when we say yes to him, yes to the enemy, what happens is we are grieving the Holy Spirit. So fellowship with our Savior is broken, and we're no longer controlled by the Spirit when we say no to the Holy Spirit and we disobey him, and we say yes to Satan's temptation and sin. Now, I want to make something really clear. If you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have been born again, and you're a member of God's family and a member of God's household. And so, I guess you could say fellowship is just another way of describing the state of family relationships. Now, let's get this close up and personal. What about your own family relationships? Haven't you in your life experienced the results of what misunderstandings and what arguments can do in a natural family? Certainly the relationship is strained, but you're still related. So God still loves us. He doesn't cut us off. We're still his children. But he wants us to realize what we're doing. He loves us so much that he wants us to know there are consequences to sin, and they're never good. So we can be restored to fellowship by the use of 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, beloved, I know I've given a lot, but there's something to really think about if you just feel like you've stagnated. How can we really, truly enjoy a Spirit-filled life? Well, Galatians 5:16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." If we rely on His guidance and we rely on His power, the desires of the carnal man will be mortified or put to death. We exercise free will. We make the decision between right and wrong, and we are the ones that alone will say no to temptation. The wonderful part about saying yes, however, to the Spirit's leading is the tremendous energizing power He will give. That's why I shared those seven scriptures, the seven points about God's power, because He will give you the power to do it. Whatever God asks you to do, He's not going to be unfaithful. He'll give you the strength, the anointing, the power to do it. And this Spirit-filled life should be one of constant growth. Remember, walking, when you're walking, you're not treading water. It's progressive. You're moving somewhere. And so it is being filled or controlled by the Holy Spirit rather than our fleshly demands. And so, beloved, if you really want to do this, if you really thirst for the power of the Holy Spirit, you have to believe and trust that He will fill and control your life, and then you'll be able to walk in the Spirit. If we continue to remain yielded to Him, then we can continue this walk, a glorious pathway that leads from glory to glory. Well, beloved, I've shared quite a bit, and remember, if you'd like that little insert about the seven things about God's power in Scriptures, just request it. The announcer will give our contact information, and if you also have prayer needs, I'd be delighted and for the privilege of standing with you in prayer. There's power in agreement. And so I encourage you to write, and I thank you for joining me today. I love you. UCM family, thank you for your prayer support, for your faithful obedience and giving. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,